I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner is campaigning relentlessly against last year's income tax increase, but he'll call for spending the extra money that rate hike generated in his annual budget address today. State House reporter Brian Mackey has more.
Rauner wants more money to go to education and less to be spent on prisons and the judiciary. And according to a preview document obtained by public radio, the governor will not call for an immediate rollback of the tax increase. Yesterday, Democratic Senate President John Cullerton predicted that would be difficult.
If he wants to cut the income tax by one percentage point, that equates to $3.7 billion in lost revenue.
Rauner seems ready to acknowledge that reality, though he is proposing what he's calling a path to a tax cut. He'd make major pension changes and plow the savings into a tax rate reduction of a quarter percentage point. Brian Mackey.
You can hear the budget address and reaction starting at noon today on this NPR station. House Speaker Michael Madigan says he has no plans to resign. That's after a campaign worker accused him of not acting quickly when she revealed sexual harassment by a top Madigan aide. Elena Hampton says she told her mentor, Chicago Alderman Marty Quinn, about the harassment. Quinn's brother Kevin was texting her unwanted sexual advances. The Quinn brothers are highly ranked in Madigan's political operation. Hampton says the alderman didn't act quickly.
I know you didn't choose for this to happen, but you made the choice to protect Kevin instead of me.
In a statement, Alderman Quinn says Hampton asked him to be discreet with the accusation, so he didn't tell the speaker. Kevin Quinn has been fired. Hampton is pursuing legal action. Illinois will get $1.7 million in federal grants for six anti-poverty programs. U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin say the money will pay AmeriCorps Vista members to assist nonprofit organizations conducting the programs. The projects include recruiting donors and volunteers for a housing program, expanding education and workforce training for young people, and improving access to health care. And a state House committee delayed voting on plans to change how hospitals receive Medicaid dollars after two Chicago hospitals said a revised formula could force them to close. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting WSIU News. Illinois Senate President John Cullerton has advice for Governor Rauner ahead of today's budget address. Cullerton points out the governor's plan last year included $4.7 billion in revenue that was contingent on the Senate's so-called grand bargain. But he says those talks collapsed.
The budget that we've authorized spends $37.6 billion. We were within $300 million of the plan the governor unveiled. And what did he do? He vetoed it. That led to the override votes that put the current budget in place.
This year's budget address is today at noon. You can listen on WSIU Radio and watch on WSIU TV. We'll also have streaming coverage on WSIUnews.org. SIUC's undergraduate student government is joining the Graduate and Professional Student Council in voting no confidence in Chancellor Carlo Montemagno. The Daily Egyptian reports student senators took their vote last night, voting 11-1 with six abstentions. The GPSC voted no confidence earlier this semester. President Jonathan Flowers says his organization won't back down in its opposition to Montemagno's proposed reorganization. Meanwhile, Chancellor Montemagno says the hiring scandal on the SIUC campus isn't slowing momentum for his reorganization plan. Montemagno says he's had dozens of meetings and made numerous changes over the last couple of months, and the plan is evolving.
We've created two new schools out of the conversations that we had, where faculty identified synergies which I didn't see, which were really relevant. And we've had 20 name changes over different elements associated with the new organizational structure.
Still, some faculty members and others remain concerned that eliminating departments and their chairs won't fix SIU's problems. Montemagno says the reorganized schools and new programs will attract more students, boosting enrollment and revitalizing the region's economy. The 33rd Annual Conference on Teaching Mathematics is coming up this week, and as WSIU's Colin Dorsey reports, organizers expect it to be a valuable experience for teachers across Southern Illinois.
Mathematics, just like any other subject, is ever-changing, and SIU mathematics professor Jerry Becker says it's important for teachers to stay up to date with those changes.
Because they're provided these recommendations by national organizations and so on, and frequently they're not given the background or the professional training necessary to carry out the plans. But nevertheless, they tackle it, and they do quite a good job of it.
The conference will be held at the Hancock Conference Center at Johnny Logan College in Carterville. For WSIU Radio News, I'm Colin Dorsey.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.